It's Friday, October 12th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Social, Episode 38. Dawn Mead and Kelly Perkins are joined by Heather Sidorowitz, Matt Scott, and Joe Whitaker talking about the burgeoning resimmercial market. Matt Scott starts off talking about what it means to bring residential design into the commercial space.
The key differentiation point that I see when I look at these two different markets is that residential, since its inception, has always had to deal with design. We've always had to focus on how technology blends in with the space, how it works with the space. And so often in commercial, you walk into a boardroom and it's just, yeah, we're throwing TVs on the wall here, we're putting VC over there, we're doing this up here. And the design does not usually, there's an AV design, but you're very rarely dealing with, a high-end interior designer or someone who is focused on finishes, where you have to make that, collaboration to make that space happen. Residential integrators, as a rule, are fairly well-versed in that. So they can come in and look at a boardroom that has a design, has an aesthetic, and say, yeah, we can figure out how to do this. We can do, three panels on the wall that are framed nicely so that they blend with the woodwork throughout, opposed to, yeah, we're just going to hang it on the wall. And it doesn't matter if it comes into the space a foot and a half because we need space for all our gear. There's just a different design focus a lot of times that residential integrators deal with and are well-versed in that a lot of times commercial integrators are not. That is changing, but it's not there yet.
And to take that a step further, not just design, but solution-based, I think as residential, we were more used to interviewing our clients to really figure out what system was right for them. So it wasn't, here's our conference room system, but what do you really want to do in this room? Do you do video conferencing? Will you ever do video conferencing? What's out there? And we could approach it not from I make all my money because I'm going to get you into this brand, which is going to have this recurring revenue for me. But we can kind of approach it from that more creative standpoint of, for what you do, web-based conferencing might be perfect. And, here's the pros and cons of that. So I think that we just kind of have a creative, because we've been being creative for years and years. So I think that, yes, design for sure, and then solution-based. And again, not all are created equal. There's always been great commercial companies out there as well. But I think it just kind of can give us an edge from time to time.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.